Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Do you play video games? Well, if you're a busy adult, you probably don't have a lot of time to sit around and play video games. Every once in a while, the dad may sneak down to the family room late at night and play Call of Duty, one of those types of games. We have a video game system in our home. Our son likes to play the sports games. It's the only ones we will allow in the house. He plays football, basketball, baseball, car racing, stuff like that. Some of these video games are quite graphic. Some of these video games are quite sexual. You know, got kids, you really got to keep an eye on what they are walking down to the local little GameStop and buying and bringing home. Well, we stumbled upon a list of some of the most bizarre video games it is hard to believe even exist. Some of these may be over there in your media cabinet. Your kids may be playing them and you don't even know it. Here we go. The first one, Goat Simulator. Well, before its launch, the developers claimed Goat Simulator is a small, broken, and stupid game. And you know, if the developers themselves are saying that, it may be a good idea to kind of pass on it. When asked about the reality of the game, the answer to the question, "Bro, are you serious?" was a firm and resounding yes. Expect plenty of madness as you play a goat let loose on the town with horns for ramming ragdoll humans, extreme jumping abilities aided by trampolines, and a tongue that stretches and attaches to objects so you can whirl them around as you chase the mortified humans. Okay. You know, why even subject the goat to this sort of frustration? Number two, Farming Simulator. Along the same lines as Goat Simulator, Farming Simulator fits out on the margins of the simulation genre. While we've gotten used to playing flight simulators, racing games that could fall into the category of simulation, the idea of expanding that to a farm might not have crossed many people's minds. But it did cross the minds of the folks at Giants Software. The game was designed and released for multiple platforms, and a quick YouTube search of the title shows there is actually quite a following for the game, as some videos have a surprisingly high view count. The game may not be as dull as it sounds, as the simple addition of dubstep when searching for the game offers wilder results. Oh, look at how the potatoes are growing today. What's your high score in tilling the wheat? I don't know. Number three, Tokyo Jungle. This is another game that stands on similar ground to Goat Simulator, but relates in a different way. The game sets you in a world where humanity has vanished, and you start out as none other than one of nature's vicious predators, the Pomeranian, or a small Silka deer. The game forces you to explore, find food, set up a place to live, and mate. Mm-hmm. As you go through the game, you gain experience and can unlock different animals that may be a bit more threatening than the Pomeranian. Throughout the perilous journeys and generations, you get to explore downtown Tokyo. If you've already played the game and it wasn't enough oddness for you, maybe a game called Wolf Quest will fill in the void. I don't know what that one is either. Number four, how about Mr. Mosquito? There seems to be a trend for games that have you controlling critters that are among the weirdest out there. Mr. Mosquito is no exception. In the game, you terrorize a Japanese household, waiting for the right moment to strike and steal their blood. If the right moment doesn't present itself, sometimes you have to create distractions, like flying into a light switch to turn the lights off. Oh, you're always thinking when you're playing these games, are you not? If it wasn't weird enough to be a mosquito or go around sucking blood, the game also forces you to enter combat with the folks in the household as they try to smash you. A few well-placed bumps is what it takes to calm them down. Again, these are some of the most bizarre video games out there, and if your child is playing them, well, you need to take your child perhaps for some help. The next one, the Icarus Proud Bottom and the Curse of the Chocolate Fountain. The story of Icarus Proud Bottom follows a young man who is cursed into constantly defecating, and at such a fast rate that it sends him flying around the world and even into space. Along the way, he meets an owl that becomes his spirit animal and weapon and fights countless enemies, including the President of the United States. Though this is easily one of the crazier concepts for a game, oh, that's quite an understatement. It is a little bit less surprising that it actually got made. How does someone sit down and present this to someone, I don't know, maybe some venture capitalist, some angel, financial angel that will bankroll this and explain the concept and be able to say, you know, we can make a lot of money with this. How do you green light such a thing? Anyway, the game features simple graphics and was developed for Flash, so just about anyone can play it on their computers. It's even available for free downloads. If you need more of this madness, look into Icarus Proudbottom Teaches Typing or Icarus Proudbottom Starship Captain. Okay, again, these are some of the most bizarre video games out there. They may reside in your game console, or your child may be looking at them and playing them online. The next one, LSD. There's no mistake in the title, though it is sometimes called LSD Dream Simulator. If you're confused as to why, be sure to check out a bit of the gameplay. The old PlayStation game allowed users to walk around a dream world inspired by the dreams of Hiroko Nishikawa, who worked in the studio. The dreams change depending on numerous factors that you may never be able to repeat exactly in any playthrough, which can create a unique experience every time. Sometimes that experience may be pretty creepy. There may be demons floating by or eyes popping out of the wall staring at you. You can never be sure what to expect unless you're expecting strangeness, and there will be plenty of that. Next, the Stanley Parable. The best way to explain the Stanley Parable is probably just to make someone play it. The game has you play as Stanley, who works in a small office just typing in whatever is displayed on his computer screen, but that's not the part you play. Instead, you explore the building because you stop receiving commands on the screen. Between the numerous paths you can take, the way the narrator is constantly talking about your actions, whether disappointed in what you did or trying to influence what you will do, and the way you and your character can lose his sanity, this game checks off all the boxes on the crazy list. As one of the more recently released games, the Stanley Parable may suit gamers who don't really want to step back into the outdated graphics of some of the other titles here, because they're quite the connoisseurs, are they not? The next one, Seaman. S-E-A-M-A-N. Let's get straight to the point. A fish with a human face. That is what is on screen pretty much the entire time you play this game. It's a disturbing image that was burned into the minds of countless Dreamcast gamers in the early 2000s. You simply turn the game on and try different things to figure out how to feed and nurture this horrific creature. The only help you get is from the occasional instructions by the narrator, Leonard Nimoy. Yes, that Leonard Nimoy. Oh, you know, how bad off must Leonard be? You know, Leonard's agent calls him one morning. You looking to do some work? Maybe. I've got a voiceover for a game. It's called Seaman. Really? Sounds interesting. 2 o'clock, you need to be... Yeah, please? Poor Leonard. Anyway. Soon you get more semen to breed with each other and grow into hideous frog creatures. That is, provided you keep the semen alive long enough to do so, which means checking in on them every day. Oh my. The next one, EnviroBear. In its early years, the iOS App Store saw some truly bizarre creations, but perhaps the strangest game was EnviroBear 2010, this title which looks like it was made in MS Paint by a hallucinating lunatic. MS Paint is, well, if you have Windows, you know, the paint program where you can supposedly become Da Vinci, but it's hard to pretty much just draw a straight line. Anyway, it stars a bear engaging in some very distracted driving. You control the bear's every movement, but you can only do one thing at a time. You can press the gas to accelerate, but then you have to remove your paw to shift gears and turn in the steering wheel. It gets even more complicated when you have to deal with things that fall into your car, like fish, rocks, and hyperactive badgers. It's not much fun to play, but it is quite weird. One more. No More Heroes. Most Wii games offered fun for the whole family, but not No More Heroes. This blood-drenched action game stars a character named Travis Touchdown, a man who's equally passionate about his sword-fighting skills as he is about his collection of pornography. His main goal in life is to compete against a dozen other opponents on an assassination leaderboard. The winner takes all while the loser, well, dies. Really? You know, what is the mentality that these products are marketed for? There is a YouTube video, and we played a portion of it at the beginning of this segment, and some say it's fake, some say it's real. If it is fake, it's incredibly well done, and it's a father who is about ready to destroy his son's video game collection. The father is upset because the son, 18, 19, maybe 20 years old, obviously doesn't have a job, sits home all day and just games and just plays these games over and over and over. So the kid realizes that all of the discs have been taken out of the cases. He goes outside and there's the father with his riding mower ready to blow through the whole thing. And the son pleads, please, Dad, don't do this. And he does it anyway. And the kid pretty much has a breakdown. It just goes to show how obsessed some of these people are with playing these games hour after hour. And some of these games we just described are ridiculously inane. And that's how people spend their days. I know an area not far from my house, there are three GameStops within maybe a 2-square-mile area. Really? We need that many video games available at any time? Isn't that sad? This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America
Weekend. Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactive Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.